This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Hump Day edition of Sean, RJ, Bobby. We got Pepe in the back along with Caitlin. We're live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube here on DFW Sports Station, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible here with the entire morning crew. We are also live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube. We have New York Jets fallout. We have Major League Baseball playoffs. We have Peyton's report from the State Fair of Texas, his first time in, I believe, 7 years. We will chop it up during the expressway, and Nick Eatman starting to get you ready for the Detroit Lions at 9:20. Yesterday, as you just heard in the replay, Jerry Jones said the volume is always up on acquiring other players. The Cowboys are dropping like flies, of course, as we added the house of cards. They added to the practice squad yesterday, Bob.
Yep, they went ahead and added a receiver and an edge rusher. So they bring on Seth Williams, the former Auburn wide receiver, and then they sign a defensive end, Luigi Villain.
Oh,
hey,
yeah. All right. No, it's not that kind of Luigi. It's with a J instead of a G. And so I don't think this is Italian. But Luigi Villain is the other one that they've had. Neither one of these guys have much experience at all. In fact, Luigi Villain is a guy who came mainly out of the CFL, is where his background is. But both of them do have NFL experience. It's just not a ton of it at the moment. But Seth Williams, anybody who watched SEC games, like Choppy does, that big old SEC cult out there. Right. Anybody who watched SEC games will remember him making plays for Auburn a couple years ago and being a big-time target there.
Early line on Detroit coming in here on Sunday is...
I saw it, or the early line at 3, Detroit 3. Is it still there?
Yes.
It's fair. Cowboys have been downgraded a little bit. Detroit, I don't believe, has been upgraded or downgraded. They just kind of stayed stagnant based on what they were to start the year. And I think it was probably a pick 'em going into the season. And the 3 points make sense for the Cowboys of the downgrade.
New York Jets fallout. The owner, Woody Johnson, having to explain the input of Aaron Rodgers. Was that a factor? Here's old Woody making his first in-season coaching change during his ownership.
This is one of the most talented teams that has ever been assembled by the New York Jets. I wanted to give this team the most opportunity to win this season. I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
So they promote the defensive coordinator. Woody said Rodgers had no input into the coaching change, but he did speak with him after Sunday's game. claiming that Saleh's status or a potential move was not discussed. But they did have a conversation after the game on Sunday.
Yeah, sure. Maybe that's maybe they didn't. Yeah, maybe they didn't talk about it. But the reality is that the fact that this was discussed.
And maybe I'm wearing a red shirt today.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I am.
Is blue and red? Is that the colorblind test? I think that's the color. I think that's the color. Blue and green, red and green, something like that. Anyway, because there was the report that Robert was considering moving on from Hackett after Sunday's game.
The report kind of came out that he demoted Hackett. They're going to have a new offensive play caller. And 5 minutes after he demoted Hackett, the change was made where Saleh was stunned, told Jay Glazer that the entire building was taken aback, and he was escorted out of the building, whereas one of his predecessors, Adam Gase, beforehand did not get the HR treatment walking out the doors.
I think this is that Florio is the first one that had that. You got to have some context with that. This is midweek of a game. This is midweek. Gase was fired at the end of the year. No players were in the building.
Yeah.
There's no game to get ready. There was no imminent importance of getting him and rushing him out of the building. Escorting you out of the building is just standard operating procedure on a lot of companies. We've done it here.
Yep.
We've escorted out. And we'll mail you your stuff back. That's just standard operating procedure in a lot of buildings.
For a commercial break. You'll find out one day soon.
Yeah. So I don't
sooner
care
than you may think.
I don't know that this, Matt, means that there was like, oh, well, that means that there was contentiousness. I think it has a lot. If they were both fired at the end of the season after the year was over and they escorted one out and not the other, okay, then you could draw the parallel. I don't think you can in the middle of the year. This is like, okay, look, we got a game to prepare for. You got to get out of the building. There's players here.
I mean, I would think Gase, like I would think that would be standard regardless of if there are players in the building or not, like that you would get escorted out. Either it'd be standard or it wouldn't.
Right. But different circumstances.
And if you're telling me of the two, which one would I be more concerned about going postal? It would definitely be Adam Gase is the one that I would be concerned with, not Saleh. Gase with the eyes looking like Tim Walz claims he's friends with him.
Gase is, I think, far more likely to do something very, very sinister because of that. But Saleh he's very well put together. Like, he could bop your heads together like Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he had a spine.
Stooges.
Sure.
Right. So, like physically, Robert Saleh is, like, so imposing. Like, dude, that guy's got caps on his shoulders, man. I can't do anything about that.
You know who actually nailed this? Former Jets coach, so he knows the ownership and the way that Woody Johnson works. This was Eric Mangini, the man genius, last week on FS1. Last week in previewing the Jets-Vikings game in London. Listen to this.
This is a absolute must-win, and here's good why. Start. Woody Johnson, the 66th ambassador to the UK. All of his buddies, are going to be over there. And after the game, when he's eating tea and crumpets, he's going to be talking about his team and how successful they are. Now, there's not only that, you've got the former first-round draft pick of the New York Jets playing against you and playing really well, and you've got a 40-year-old quarterback. And then, for Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to be able to go and talk to Woody about Devontae Adams, you better go do some good things and make him happy.
Ooh.
You win the game. Whoa. You walk in after to the box. You meet all of his friends. Hey, what about Devontae, Woody? Sounds like a good idea.
What if he does poorly? Like, man, we need Devontae. You don't think it'll play?
No, I think Woody's going to be pissed off.
So Woody with all his buddies there in London, ambassador, foreign relations, is going to cause him to be even more ticked off with Sam Darnold on the other side. So that was Eric Mangini.
That's an interesting take. I mean, like, I could, he would know the Woody Johnson family better than the rest of us would. There does make sense. Like, if you're going to be, billionaires don't want to be embarrassed.
Linebacker Quincy Williams told SNY after the loss, people got to start taking accountability. People get tired of hearing the same thing every week. So that was kind of foreshadowing as well. And then the Jets wanted to make it clear yesterday that Robert Saleh wearing the Lebanon flag on his arm in the wake of the Israeli strikes did not play a part. That the NFL is actually encouraging coaches to represent where they're from.
This is from Connor Hughes, who is a Jets reporter, I guess. Lebanese flag rumor is wild. It needs to be put to sleep. The league has encouraged players to represent their heritage. So this is not representing like a cause necessarily. This is his heritage. Robert is Lebanese. He did this last year too. He wore a patch last year as well. It has nothing to do with his firing.
Yeah. I thought that. Go ahead, Bob.
It's 330 coaches and players wore patches in the last year. And really, this would be the first one that is fired for wearing this one.
And he'd already done it.
Yeah, he's like, done it.
He has already done it in the past.
Michael Silver, who we had on the show, said, as for 49ers fans, they're asking the question. Here's the answer. Saleh plans to regroup, go on vacation with his family, and prepare for the next hiring cycle where he should be in demand as a defensive coordinator. He has no plans to join anyone's staff during this year should an opportunity arise. Since 2021, Robert Saleh, first with the Jets defense in points per drive, first in EPA per play, third in success rate, despite playing the fourth most snaps over that stretch because of crappy offense and quarterback play. And don't shed too many tears for Saleh because he's going to make close to $20,000 per day over the next 2 years with this exit, $583,000 per month. $134,000 a week, $19,178 a day, $799 an hour, and $13.32 per minute.
That's
good Sean Sharif money.
That's good work if you can get it, man. Like, he'll be fine. He'll have a lot of money. He'll be sitting on a beach.
Yeah, got no haters.
And then he'll get a job. Their defense has been fine. They got a lot of talent on the defense. They've done a great job. Yeah. It's not the defense's problem. I hate judging coaches when you don't have a quarterback. It was a bit of a mess. There was a lot of things that were a mess. How much of that is New York?
Yeah.
Right? And the attention that's on you?
I did think, and I have plenty to call him out for throughout the show, so Bobby, don't break your left hand this early. I did think Orlovsky did bring up a pretty good point yesterday. He said, you're making this move after facing maybe the two best defenses in the National Football League. The Denver Broncos may have the best defensive unit in the entire league. That was a 10-9 loss.
They held Tampa to 7.
Yeah. And I don't know if Minnesota belongs in that discussion, but he said Minnesota has an awesome defense as well, and you scored 17 points. Again, I have a hard time judging you for any of these international games as well as you're going out to London. But before scoring 9-17 against the Broncos and the Vikings, they put up 24 in back-to-back weeks against the Titans and the Patriots. So I thought that was an interesting point. We'd be talking about that here if McCarthy got run and the offense was struggling and you're going up against Denver and another fantastic defense.
I mean, I wouldn't be talking about that if McCarthy got run, but I see what you're saying.
You will be viral all over the place if that day comes. You will be everywhere when you empty the notebook.
So, it's a good point. I had actually hadn't thought about the Mangini point about, I knew the UK angle of it, but I hadn't actually really sat there and thought about getting embarrassed in front of your friends by Darnold specifically.
They didn't even get embarrassed.
No, but I mean, just that idea of just losing in general is embarrassing to him. And I get that angle of it. Those are good defenses, but you brought in Aaron Rodgers and you sacrificed what you did and paid all these old aging offensive linemen to beat defenses like that.
Yeah.
You brought him in to be that guy, and he's not right now. And that offense just isn't.
And you did not and have not had an offensive coach to do it as you went digging in the Jets' history.
The Jets' coaches, they cannot hire another coach from the defensive side. I went back and looked the history of this franchise. Since 1995, when they hired Rich Kotite, okay, and he was an offensive guy, the only other offensive head coach they've had since then was Adam Gase. They have hired 8 head coaches in that time. Parcells, Al Groh, Herm Edwards, Mangini, Todd Bowles, obviously Robert Saleh. They've hired a myriad of coaches, all defensive, other than Adam Gase. In an offensive league, the league gets more offensive every single year. And the Jets franchise has hired nothing but defensive coaches in 30 years.
If it's Aaron, if Aaron's hanging around for another year, then you have to think he would make some sort of an argument for Nathaniel can do it. Nathaniel can be the head coach. If the Jets were to go from minutes away from firing Hackett as the offensive coordinator to Aaron puts him in as head coach. That would be about the most Jets thing possible. The Jets are the new Commanders. That's who they are. Now that Dan Snyder's out, the Commanders seem to have stabilized. It's like the Jets and the Raiders as these massively dysfunctional organizations.
Really is crazy.
And Rodgers is going to speak today on McAfee. Out of respect, I think he canceled yesterday, but then he'll go on today.
He and Devontae both canceled for the same reason. They're like, well, we got to wait for things
That'd
to click into place.
Devontae canceled because he knew.
they're just doing a joint interview on McAfee.
All right, we're live on the Frank and LaFranco Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 is Robert Saleh is the first NFL head coach to go. We got a loaded hump day edition for you here on DFW Sports Station. What did you think of the baseball playoffs last night? The Texas Rangers are trying to change the entire sport, and the former Ranger who was arrested because of his past that has haunted him again. That's next on the home still of the World Series champs with Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's the 0-2. And Tatis sends it in the air. Deep to left field. Hernandez is back. Looking up. Gonna go! Two-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. And it is a six-run second inning.
Padres radio with the call. It looked like it was going to be an early San Diego beatdown. Then the Dodgers play catch up in the third, and then nothing. No scoring from the fourth inning on as San Diego hangs on to take a 2-1 series lead over Los Angeles 6-5.
Petco was popping and City was litty. That was what happened yesterday. Those two crowds were just incredible. And then tonight you're going to see, you see the Tigers crowd, you see the Royals crowd. The Royals don't have playoffs every year there, so they'll be obviously amped up. But this was fun. That was a fun game. Because you get the grand slam. The game was going back and forth early on, where you had the Dodgers take an early lead on a Betts home run, and he had been in an 0-for-22.
Profar almost got him again.
Boy, by the way, that was one of the best troll jobs. What Profar did in L.A. in Game 2, catching the ball and then looking at the crowd and just like, oh, did I catch it or did I not?
Yeah, caused a near riot.
Good
troll job.
Absolutely. That's how your trolling game is at a high level, when you can bring that out in people.
Then you got Tatis just giving the verbal finger to everyone else. What was your stat after the grand slam?
16 batters in a row they retired. So MLB released a stat saying that is the most batters in a row retired after a grand slam in the history of the postseason.
This is best of five, right?
Yeah, these are best of five.
Is that fair?
No.
Second round?
Yeah, and it's really, it's the first round for
the Dodgers
and the Phillies and the Yankees and the Guardians. So yeah. That's their first round. They've played two games in 9 days.
I'm okay. Best of three, round one, mm-hmm. Okay. I don't like the best of five.
I don't either. I get, because it's a sport that plays a lot of games in the north in outdoor weather that they're just trying. I mean, but it's 2 days. It's two extra days. What are you really doing here? I would much rather go with a best of seven in this round, because you have to. I do believe you've got to protect the regular season as much as you can. And when you have these teams already that are the one and the two seed not playing for a full week.
Yeah.
And, offensively, that could put them. It puts the pitchers into a spot where they're not hitting their spots. Puts the hitters in the spots where their timing is off. I mean, you got to give them more than five game series to do that. You got to protect your best teams, I believe.
There was Ben Baldwin had a stat a couple weeks ago. I gotta look and find the exact number, but he had said that in order to get the same outcome of your best teams consistently winning as often as the NBA does, in order to get that equivalent of a best of seven series, he said in baseball you'd have to play, the number said something like a best of 800 or something before you would consistently get the best team winning those series.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's it. Baseball is a crapshoot, and fans don't want to hear it. But it really is. Yeah. And because it just look at it matchup wise.
Then jobs get decided off of a good team that makes it to the second round, winning three games.
Yeah, I do think they need to go. You go to seven. Will it change it all the time? No, but I do believe that over the course of time, the better team will win at a higher percentage they would in a five-game series.
By the way, Joe Davis getting a lot of props this morning for his unbiased call of Fernando Tatis' home run, since he's the Dodgers player. A lot of people draw the comparison to the Costas, just shrugging when the double play got turned the other night in the Royals game. Like, oh, that's clearly a Yankees fan and Costas calling this game.
Is it Costas a St. Louis guy? I don't know.
You know what would have been awesome?
What?
Having the audio for that.
I just found it this morning.
That would have been incredible to actually hear it, on a radio.
You'll
medium.
Hear it in the snacks next week.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's a good save to get out of that one. What happened with the Mets?
2-1. Winker hits a high drive, right field, toward the pole, it is gone! Second deck shot, Jesse Winker. 2-0 Mets in the fourth. Oh, did he turn on that, kept it fair, and set it out to the Coca-Cola corner.
That is Mets radio with the call, and they win in that game, in their game, game three, 7-2. They take a 2-1 series lead. And I don't know if you saw this, what the Phillies did before the game in batting practice. So Sean Manaea was pitching for the Mets. And he kind of comes, he's a lefty, he kind of comes from way at the first base angle. During BP, they put a pitching machine out far left of the L screen. and had the pitches coming in from an angle. And obviously it didn't work. obviously it didn't work, but the Mets take a 2-1 lead. There's magic around that Mets team. It just feels like there's magic right now with them. Feels the same thing with the Padres. So now both teams that are the underdog, quote unquote, in this series can wrap it up at home tonight.
Who are we all rooting for on the sides? If you try to pick one out. But I'm rooting for the Mets right now, basically because of my friend-in-law, his pops, Mark, has been a long-suffering Mets fan. Pete Alonso's coming up as a baseball hero.
He'll be a free agent, too.
I do like that their owner does not hold anything back in trying to win.
Right.
He really does. So right now, on the New York, on the National League side, excuse me, I think I'm rooting for the Mets, especially since they're facing Filthy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I would love to see,
and I love the Phillies' home environment and everything, but I can't do it.
I think baseball will, and the best ratings you would get would be Dodgers Yankees. I mean, you'd get 50 million people watching the World Series.
Duh.
I like the Phillies. I like Bryce. I really like Bryce. I want to see Bryce, you know, win. And then San Diego. I love San Diego's team. They're so, the crowds, those are the two best crowds in the NL.
I know. I can't process last night when they're like, the madhouse here in San Diego. Yeah. And what?
Yeah.
What?
it's become like Utah or Toronto in basketball.
A lot of Mormons.
It's the only game they have. You know, I know Toronto's got, you know, NHL and baseball, but like they've always had a great NBA crowd. Portland. Everybody else left. You know, the Chargers left. The Clippers were there at one point. They left. So San Diego is just like a baseball town, and that crowd is really crazy. So I would like to see.
And on the other side, I'm rooting for Detroit, probably because of Jake, our coworker here.
Aww.
And I don't really want to see Royals, Tigers. I think I'd prefer the Yankees in the ALCS. But I'm rooting for Kansas City because of their home atmosphere and that crowd. So I'm rooting for Royals and Tigers right now. It's like an NCAA tournament,
right?
Day of rooting interest.
Yeah. You root in the moment, but then like 2 weeks from now, you're like, crap.
Yeah.
Crap. It's Royals,
Guardians,
Padres, in the World Series.
Yeah, about the worst possible result might be Tigers and Mets in terms of just if you want another Rangers, Diamondbacks, like, oh, two teams that got hot heading into the postseason.
I think Cleveland might be worse.
Cleveland might be, but Cleveland at least was good earlier in the season pretty consistently, and then they just kind of tapered off. But like through the first couple months of the season, they were playing well. But I think I don't want New York to advance ever just because I hate the national narrative about New York baseball teams whenever they have success, and it's irritating, and there's never been a worse championship matchup for me from a media perspective than when they tried to hype up the Subway Series when I was a kid. And oh my gosh, the Subway Series, it's like nobody else cares outside of New York. Nobody gives a damn. And so I was totally out on that. But
you need to get Coast involved. Yeah, you need to get like other teams.
Phillies, Padres is who I'd want in the NL, and then in the AL, probably Royals Tigers would just be such a beatdown. That'd be like 1984 or something. Give me a Yankees Tigers, and then the Tigers beat the Yankees.
Couple of Rangers notes. Former first overall pick and Texas Ranger Matt Bush was arrested on Friday. Charges that he caused an accident while driving intoxicated. He was in Arlington. They attempted to pull him over around 8:30 at night. He was supposedly driving erratically, and then the 38-year-old fled from police and they lost sight of him. But 4 minutes later, they say he ran a red light, caused a huge wreck in an intersection, then got out of his ride and tried to run, but bystanders held him down until cops made their way to the scene. Arrested and charged with one count of DWI, one count of an accident involving injury, and one count of evading. So the unfortunate past of Matt Bush apparently catching up with him all over again. Suspended for being involved in a fight outside of a bar. He was arrested on suspicion of felony assault, misdemeanor trespass, disorderly conduct, right after being drafted out of high school at the age of 18. Got a $3 million signing bonus from the Padres. Then arrested for allegedly being intoxicated in a parking lot, assaulting two high school freshmen, the cross players, with a golf club. Supposedly threw a fastball, a baseball at a woman's head. I'm assuming it was fast, at a party while in Florida during spring training, driving while intoxicated over a 72-year-old man's head during spring training, two counts of DUI. So the laundry list has now been added to.
Yeah, it's sad. Somebody who can't get over their
34 months in prison after his third DUI conviction. So like Mahomes' dad,
right? I mean, just
except without all that jail time,
can't kick the habit.
And the annoying son.
Oh, shots Jackson. Fired at Pat.
Yeah, the mugshot man. That's
just because his wife is voting for Trump. You don't have to go there. That's every time I see Taylor Swift on TV, I'm like, is Britney there? Is she next to Britney? And I did see her in close Britney proximity.
Close proximity?
For the Sunday night game.
That mugshot is, you could, I don't know how he drove anywhere. I mean, maybe the lights were really, really bright in God, that.
You are a defense attorney.
Maybe it was.
Judge,
that's the only thing I can think
Judge,
of.
Judge, check the wattage of the stoplight there that blinded my client.
These were LEDs. Man. That's the famous quote from him when he was young and he was a prospect coming up was, I'm Matt Effin Bush. That's what he said when he got arrested. One of those times was he screamed that at the cops. Awesome. Like, do you know who I am? But disappointing. Him and Josh Hamilton, both two guys you thought clean things up coming here and both having issues later on.
And then the Rangers are trying to change the sport?
Their head physician, Dr. Meister. Now, Dr. Meister does a lion's share. He used to be like, he's like the new Dr. James Andrews. He does a lion's share of the Tommy John surgeries. If they say now go see Dr. Meister, it's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, but he is proposing a radical rule change. He is on the task force on the sports arm problems. And he has this idea. This is in D Magazine. And he said, banning foul balls on two strike counts. So you get the two strikes and you foul the ball off, you're out. It's like in men's beer league softball. You get the two strikes. Now they start with a 1-1 count, most of these places too. You get the two strikes. And unless they give you a courtesy foul, which some leagues do, most of the leagues don't. But unless they give you a courtesy foul ball, you foul it off with two strikes, you're out.
And that is in what sport?
Men's beer league softball.
Softball.
Or right. Slow pitch.
Or just bunting rules in the MLB just applied to swinging the bat.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly, right? If you bunt with two strikes and you foul it off, you're out. And that's what he is proposing, which seems ludicrous. there were 50,000 two-strike fouls this year. 50,000. Now, Bobby, calculator, 162 games times 30 teams, you get 4,680. And you divide that by 50,000, that's about 10 a game, which means 5 per team.
Yeah.
You're saving, you want to ban two strikes to save 5 pitches per team per game?
What was the number you used, David?
Seems a bit much. Now, what he's saying is this will cut down on these quote-unquote designer pitches that are really the cause of a lot of arm problems because they know all they got to do is throw a well-placed fastball and you're just going to foul that thing off instead of hitting it. I understand that, but I mean, come on.
Stupid.
It's like if I said, like, we got to reduce concussions, so let's eliminate one of the downs in football. So we're doing two downs and then we're kicking.
I like that they're trying. He's throwing ideas out there. This is just a bad idea.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we would have to completely change the record books because it would cause all sorts of skewed statistics and everything else.
Pepe has a State Fair of Texas report, his first time in nearly a decade, and how the Democrats are controlling Hurricane Milton.
Terrible people. Very, very bad.
The winds are the worst. They're the worst.
Some of the worst winds you've ever seen.
Next on Sean and RJ. Let's get you ready for the start of the Mavs and Star seasons at 7 o'clock with the official beginning of the NHL season. Good morning, Metroplex, and shout out to our best show audience of the entire program. That would be the 6 a.m. Club. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, and Peyton Russell was out on Monday to head on over for the first time in 7 years to the State Fair of Texas. Pepe, give us the review.
I would tell you the do's and don'ts. First of all, we'll start with the don't. Do not get the lobster dog.
What time did you go, by the way?
I got there a little after 10 o'clock. So, you know, I woke up, so was able to sleep in, you know, and so the drive was easy. Listen, but yeah, I got there. I listened to Crosstalk. Chris took some shots at me.
Yeah, what did you text us?
I don't think I'd remember.
don't repeat that.
But yeah, so me and my girlfriend Mackenzie, we got there a little after 10 o'clock, and I mean, it was dead. There was no one there. It was so awesome. I had very, recommend going during the week, than the weekend. I know it's been 7 or 8 years since I went, but I was always going on the weekends. Always found a Saturday, even Sunday to go, and that was awful. Very bad decision.
Yep.
But made the better decision to go, got in, got out. Was done by 1:30.
Okay. Give us the rundown.
So my thought process was, I'm not just going to load up on, because like I've had, you know, turkey legs before, the Fletcher's corn dog I've had. So I want to try new foods there. You know, I'm only going once a year here. So like I want to be unique.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. And so I
get the fair pass every year.
I did. Thanks, Odyssey, for Gavin Spittle, for the media pass. So I was able to park inside the gates, had the short walk right through the entrance. And that, boom, I was there in the State Fair grounds. But so my thought process was, I'm just going to eat a little bit here, a little bit there, and like try different foods. And now we got some food sent to us, the fried burnt ends that we got sent up here. That was the first thing I tried. That was the best thing we had that day. I tried them fresh off the fryer. Very, very good. Very nice. Good. Delicious. 9 out of 10.
What?
They come off, I guess they do, because they're fried. So they do come off the fryer. I never heard somebody say it like that, though.
You know, I was thinking fresh off the grill, but, you know, they're not grilled, but fried. But, yeah, so that makes
sense.
Right.
No, you're right. You're right.
So that was a very good choice of mine to get. And Mackenzie would try some here and there, but, you know, they didn't have her dino nuggets. So, you know, she was like, I'll drink a daiquiri here, but I'll eat something whenever you get back home.
What was your drinking strategy or consumption, if there was one, at 10 a.m.?
I did not go with the alcohol. I had some of her daiquiri, but I went with the frozen Texas tea. It's just sweet tea frozen. Yeah. I mixed it with some lemonade too. Did a little half and half, so that was good. Had a strawberry lemonade later on. You know, just tried something frozen because it got a little warm out there.
That's the thing. You go out there, you're like, yes, 10 o'clock, 10:30, like this morning, right?
Yeah.
You're like, if we have this weather today, it'd be a phenomenal fall day in Texas. But something about walking that damn concrete, that cement out there.
By 2 o'clock.
But good gosh, I'm like dying, getting ready to get out of there.
Yeah.
About 2 hours in.
Oh,
it's just easily. Like 10, 15 degrees hotter.
We were thinking about going on Saturday of this week, and it was hot, and we were just like,
Go during the game?
No, of last week. Like this past week, we were thinking of going on Saturday.
Oh.
And, you know, it was just like, we were going to go during the day, and then like into the evening. It's like, I want to watch the Tennessee game. Turned out to be a mistake. Should have just gone. So I don't know when we're going to go, because we only want to go at night. We don't want to go during the day when it's 5 million degrees outside.
Now, quick question about your strawberry lemonade or whatever you drank. Is there pulp? Because when I go, that's going to determine if I even drink that.
This one I had did not have pulp in it.
God. That is probably texturally the worst thing you can consume.
I agree.
Of anything.
No orange juice or pulp?
No. Disgusting. If there's pulp in it, I'll sooner eat like a handful of olives or something.
The only thing worse to me than drinking pulp is watching somebody else drink it and then them having no awareness that it's on their face.
It's like shredded toilet paper being in your drink. Yeah. It's disgusting.
So I started eating at 11 o'clock, and I'd pace myself, you know, because that was the big thing. I had to pace myself because you had to eat some foods, then you had to hit the dessert table too as well, right? You had to get the desserts. And so next thing I tried was the Dominican dog. Now, I went and I – look, the State Fairgrounds, it's a madhouse there. You know, where to go, you know, because there's certain foods that they don't just have them everywhere, right? You have to go to certain locations on the State Fairgrounds to find it. So I had to get the map. I'm usually not a map guy.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up – briefly with the Atlas. My parents had the Atlas, but I never used it. And
briefly
so,
with the Atlas.
I was like, is there an app to just guide me, you know, which way, which direction to
Peyton's
find
walking
it?
Around with a Garmin necklace, like Flavor Flav, like directing him where to walk. And I would need the same thing. I'm a moron.
I only had to ask for help twice, which I felt really awful about.
So she must be bad with directions.
Yeah. Well, I was like, give me the map. I'll take control here. You know, let's go. Because she was like, well, let's walk this way. We can see this and we can make our way around. Because, like, you know, you make your ways around, you're going to find it eventually, right?
What's your joke?
No, he said she's bad with directions. I said, well, she is a woman. So.
She's not up yet, but she will be listening on the Odyssey app, Bobby. Thanks for getting me in trouble again.
Jeez, Bobby.
But yeah, so I tried the Dominican dog. Now, this was number one rated savory. That's why that's what I, you know, had my choices of.
Yeah.
I went off the what was listed with the best tasting or whatever. So Dominican dog was number one savory. Not sure why.
Not air fried properly.
I liked it.
It was
good.
What was on it again? What makes it the Dominican dog?
Oh, jeez. It was a bunch. It was like cilantro and a bunch of sauces.
not that it was brown.
Beans Bobby. And rice. No, I.
Beans and
jeez, baby. Oh, yeah. I said careful.
Oh, I thought you meant that. There wasn't
that sort
a lot
of an accent.
Dude.
There wasn't a lot of meat on there.
Gather the Frankfurters. Albert Pujols is out front handing them out. Handing out samples. Don't replay this either.
Oh, geez. But
pick something from last week again.
There wasn't a lot of meat on it. It was like it was like cut up.
Too much roll?
Too much. Too much roll. So the meat to roll ratio wasn't great.
Yep.
But, 5 out of 10, like the sauce was great on it. Just the portion size wasn't great. But, if people voted for it, they voted for it. Whatever. Now I get to the worst. The lobster dog. Why I got so many people that replied to my story on this. Why would you pay for that? Why would you get that? And I was thinking, okay, I want to be unique here.
Yeah.
It's a corn dog with lobster meat stuff inside. Yeah. It should be great.
Whenever you hear lobster, man, you're like...
Yeah, but lobster out of a food truck. I don't know.
Lobster rolls come out of food trucks.
Yeah.
A lot of food trucks are just based on the lobster roll, but... What, you couldn't taste it? There was no lobster in it? And how expensive was that thing?
That thing was, I think, $15 or $16. Ooh, and, yeah. I mean, you saw it was a corn dog, basically. That was the size, with lobster meat stuff in size. But taste-wise, I would compare it to...
Tuna?
If you ever had, like, mud with Old Bay seasoning on it. Like, that's basically what it was, mud. Yeah, just straight from the ground mud. You put Old Bay seasoning to flavor a little bit.
That was the worst thing.
That was the worst thing. I regret buying it, even with the sauce. Dipping in sauce, like, the sauce was the best part. And so it just... Awful, awful decision. But, I was trying to try stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, you know what? We got to go dessert after this. We got to go dessert. And I think we had it brought up here, the strawberry Pop-Tart beignet up here as well. This one was, it was warm. It was super, super good there. They had the strawberry puree throw on top.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very, 10 out of 10. Best dessert I had there. And I also had, I had the candy bacon as well there also. So that was really good too. And then I just had a couple drinks, and that was it.
And how much did you spend?
So the budget I had going in was $140. I was like, we got to make a budget here. And I think I only spent $90, maybe $100 total after all that. Like,
any rides?
No rides. Did not do the Ferris wheel. Did not, it was just, the line wasn't that bad, but it was just, we were trying to get in, get out. I had my gambling addiction took over. I had to go to the scratch-offs, RJ. They have a big scratch-off area.
Did you play any games? Try to win her, a stuffed animal?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not. I was told her, I said, these are rigged. Let's just keep walking. Let's keep going. And so I did not. I'd rather just buy her something off the TikTok shop or whatever. But yeah.
Did you buy her some?
No, I did not. I told her I did, but then I got home. I was like, oh, I'm tired. We're already home.
Yeah.
Did you get recognized at all? Because Fair Park that's fan country. When we went last year, I had a lot of listeners stop me. Did you get noticed at all, Peyton?
Not once.
Not once.
Sad. Because I went during the week. If I go on the weekend or something, there's more Tolos out there. Our Tolos work during the week, so that's why they're not.
People were handing us tickets last year as they were leaving, like listeners, like, oh, here, we're leaving, you can take our tickets. And Addison at the end goes like, go find somebody who listens to your station. I want a funnel cake.
Gosh. So are you glad that you went? Like, you're going to go again next year? Did she love it? Or are you just going to make it another 5 or 7 years?
I want to go every year. I like going. Mackenzie, she's not a big, like she, if I had said, no, we're not going, she would have been like, okay, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
But, if I drag her out there, she'll go. But yeah, got to go during the week and got to start early, man. 10 a.m.
All sure. right. I'm going on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to try to get in. No. Going to try to get in Dave Portnoy's. Well, I had the argument with the wife over taking the kids. And I'm like, all right, you get taking Ollie, keeping Ollie out of school. I want to take him. She's like, really? I said, yes. I don't care about going to this thing unless it's going to be night drinking, but we're going to go during the day after the show. And that's, that's part of the reason to be a father, a parent. I want to take my kids to the fair.
Look at you. Proud. Proud of you.
I mean.
I hate the fair. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't pull the kids out of school.
You are going and taking them.
Yeah, but only because my arm is being twisted by Kristen.
Yeah.
She's going to make me walk the fair the whole time. That's going to suck.
Amanda wins out. Ollie's staying in school, but Ava will be going. She's good in public. Now, the story that has, of course, taken over the news is Hurricane Milton.
Hurricane Milton, which is going to hit landfall today. And I saw an article last night that says that this hurricane is approaching And this scared the hell out of me. And I didn't know this was a thing. It's approaching the limit of what the Earth's atmosphere can produce.
Whoa.
In terms of strength. The eye of this thing is only like 3 miles wide. It's no longer red. You know how like they'll show like a bad storm as red? Or it might get... It's showing up as black.
Oh my. Mm.
It is so
look at this.
Powerful.
Look at that. Look at the eye that is black yeah. inside of this thing.
It's nuts. And I mean... This part of Florida like just got done with Helene as it came up the Gulf Coast, right? And maybe not exactly this part, but...
The evacuation lines leaving on the highway.
Yeah, because if you live in St. Pete, you got to cross a bridge to get to Tampa, to get up north. I mean, it's terrible. And then it looks like a scene out of an Asteroid Is Coming Here movie. Like, oh, here comes the flood. Here comes the tidal wave. So it's scary. They're doing mandatory evacuations out of that Tampa area and...
Does anyone know anyone there that's having to evacuate? Listening, let us know on the Frank and the Franco Injury Attorney text line.
I worked with somebody who they flew out of town like 2 days ago to try, like 2-3 days ago. They took a flight. They were like, I'm not hanging around for this. I'm ducking.
Largest evacuation in 7 years in Florida.
Yeah, and there's people like, you know, like the Buccaneers, they have a game against New Orleans. They've already gotten out of town. They got out of town yesterday. I heard Gary Danielson, who's doing a Penn State USC game this weekend, he just flew out like on Monday. He's like, I'm just gonna stay in a hotel all week, leaving his family behind. Like, what do you do if you're a Buccaneer player? Do you bring your family with you? Like, you have to, right? But like, obviously the plane can't.
How many people? Tell the side piece, not this weekend, baby.
Not this weekend.
How many people live? Like, a lot of players don't move their families to the cities they play. Like, there are a lot of Cowboys players who they live here during the season, but their families will live somewhere else or whatever.
Oh.
Like, for instance, Dalton Schultz, even though he went to Houston for the first, like, year he was there, his family still lived in Dallas, and they would just commute.
Gotcha.
Let's get you ready for the start of the Mavs and Stars season next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.